Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
As a kid, how did an adult ruin a good time? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Russ. Welcome to the Men's Room.
How you guys doing today?
Hola. Doing great, Russ. Thank you.
Well, mine's kind of a play. Give me about 2 seconds here. Mine's kind of a play on the whole adult ruin my game. Ninth grade, I grew up in Vegas. In my time, it was still junior high school. Me and my girlfriend did school one day, went back to my house. Well, we're deciding to have a little bit of fun on the couch in the front room. And in walks my stepmom and my stepsister. Ooh. All they saw were two naked bodies running across the room. And well, I had to hear an earful from my dad, but I don't know whose name was whose word. Mine or theirs.
Did you get in trouble?
My dad gave me a pat on the back and then chewed my ass in front of her.
Yeah, well, that's it.
That's how that has to work.
My dad called my mom and told her that I was having sex with my girlfriend. And then my mom called my girlfriend's mother and told her that we were having sex. That made things very uncomfortable when I would go over there and try to hang out with her brothers who liked me and the family who used to like me before all this went down.
See, as a dad, I would not call the mom because I know how the mom's going to react. Right? She's going to react the way your mom reacted. So, like, look, I'm not going to tell your mother. Just be careful. Do your thing. If she finds out on her own, she finds out. But it's not going to come from me.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Because I understand what's going to happen. And I was saying this last week. Like, your mom finds your porn collection. It is a much different response than when your dad finds your porn collection.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, dad's just like, yeah, I get it. I don't know how you're getting the magazines. I don't want to know. Because some, I know you can't just buy them. And you kind of leave it at that. Moms, I mean, my God. It's a 20-minute sit-down. It's already uncomfortable because all you can think is, like you're getting on my case, and I understand you're not happy about it, but, Mom, you realize the only reason I have these is to masturbate. That's the elephant in the room, and I'm not trying to have that conversation with you, but you're dragging this on. And like, what do you mean, why do I have them? Like,
That's the question.
You know, but I'm looking at it like, well, I mean, do you want me to say it? Like, why do you have so many?
I mean,
like,
where did I go wrong? With like, nowhere. I'm a 16-year-old boy.
Yeah, but that was with a son. Like, I think if I walked into my daughter's rooms and I found a big stack of porn, I'd be like, I'll be damned.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I just would be shocked. I wouldn't even know what to do. I'd be like, that's the damnedest thing I've ever seen. Never heard of this one before.
Yeah, my position
that'd
is...
That'd be a new twist on it.
I don't care. After a certain age, I don't care. If you were 8, yeah. I go like, okay, this is the thing. But
right, you're a teenager.
You're a teenager. Like, why do you have these? Like, do I have to spell this out? You know why, Mom? Because I'm not getting laid.
Yeah.
My daughter, so I'm masturbating, pretending that I'm getting laid, and I happen to be having sex with the women in these magazines.
My daughter, she was going out with somebody in high school or something, and I can't remember what the comment was, but it was enough to make me go, please, just the same thing, don't make me a grandfather right now. She's like, Dad... Sex is totally natural, and it's something that if you do it safely, it is very enjoyable. And
yeah,
it's
no,
very close to between two people. And I'm just like, shut the f up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I know. Leave me alone.
I don't want to hear that from you.
I'm trying to eat, man. You know.
And then she's it's a very natural. Yeah, I know. You get enough tequila, people get real natural.
That's why you're here, dude.
That's exactly.
Well, it's
you were not top of mind at the moment I was having sex.
You were the afterthought,
right?
And I would say as a kid, as when you're the kid, it's the same thing, right? Like I didn't want to hear my dad tell stories, but you kind of go, all right.
Right.
Yeah. Right? Like, whatever. But, like, I don't know. If my mom started going in, like, it was romantic and this and that. I'd be like, I don't want to know.
Yeah. No,
like,
no.
I know, as far as I know, you've had sex 3 times.
That's what I do in my head. You've had sex twice. We were born. We're done. I know I'm lying to myself, but I don't want to hear any details. Right.
As a kid, how did an adult ruin a good time? 206-803-ROCK.
Actually, I don't even know if you remember the last time my mother called in. Maybe not last time, but she was talking about finding all my porn magazines. Then unbeknownst to me, she drops this on the air, and she's like, oh, me and your father kept the Hustlers. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I don't want to know that.
Yeah, that was great for Miles, Mike, and myself.
Yeah, it was news to me.
Yeah, but you don't want to hear that.
No, I was like, the Hustlers, really? Because, you know, that's...
And look, it's like the Tom Selleck thing.
Oh, your mom having fun.
Yeah, like I was a teenager and just, I can't explain, just the way she said it, I realize now we're just like, gross.
Yeah, she wanted to grind guts with him.
Right, this isn't like some of the other actors you like. It's like, I don't know how to, like, just the tone was different. I don't want to talk about Tom Selleck in front of you.
It is different because when I'm growing up, Farrah Fawcett was all the rage, right? It's 1970, so I could obviously say to my mom, like, yeah, she's super hot. But if I said, and when I saw those nipples on the poster, Mom, she'd be like, okay, shut it. Right? You can say, I think she's cute. I think she's hot. To me, that tells you every other thought they have. Once you use the word hot.
That poster
like,
that everyone had in the room, I had a t-shirt of that when I was 7 years old of a grown woman in a bikini.
And parents didn't care?
No. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Not on that?
But if I wanted a Kiss t-shirt, they lost their mind.
Oh, well, because they represented the devil. Farrah Fawcett represented pronounced nipples, while Kiss clearly represented Satan. Come on, Miles.
That's also another one. I was not a little kid. I was goddamn 19 or 20. Right? So I was working as a janitor at the AFL, but sometimes I'd cover for the day shift for those guys.
All right.
So in retrospect, that woman was probably in her early 30s. She was hot. Like an idiot. I told my mom, I was like, who is that one woman? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And the woman was always super nice. But then after a while, she didn't seem to say hi as much. I'm like.
You said something.
Yeah. And she did. I don't know why she told that woman, like, oh, yeah, my son that works here. I think she's, like, very attractive. This, that. It was like, why did I'm just
Thanks.
Like, I can almost feel the embarrassment. I was like, Mom, why did you tell her that?
If you thought she would ask me out on a date, I would understand why you told her that. But
Correct.
You didn't. So now you're just telling her that.
Yeah. And it's like, now it's uncomfortable for me and that woman.
Think how many people you could just ruin that on, right? Just coworkers. Hey, so-and-so, Ted thinks you are a freaking smoke show. That's all I could say, right?
Yeah.
And it's just going to be weird. Just because that's like, oh, yeah.
This is my wife's hot friend. I'm good with it.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. Cool. Yeah.
Well, I could have told you myself.
I mean, don't do it, but it'd also be funny if, like, I didn't know.
That's what I mean. I wouldn't tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just make it like, man, what's up? Oh, yeah, I told her a couple weeks ago that you said. But everyone could do it to each other, but the thing, you don't.
Email the guys at themensroom at mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is. Tara Daly, Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show. What's happening, guys?
What's up, guys? How are you?
We're doing good, man.
Hey, by the way, great party on Saturday night.
Oh, that was
thank
fun.
You.
Yes, Mike's Chili Parlor is a great spot.
You guys know how to do it.
Yeah. We had
drink a lot.
Perfect size crowd. People got their beers in them. Man, they got their shots. They got a lot of food. They served the men's room beer, Bob.
Did you finally have one?
No.
Of course not.
No, I did not.
Did anybody have the grilled cheese sandwich there?
It's so busy. The one that's $45?
Yeah. $59.
No, is it $59?
I think it's something like that.
Why is it $59?
Because they don't want
to
make it.
They don't want to serve it.
They don't want to make it.
That's the way to do it.
I figured if anyone's going to do it, it's one of you guys. You got to troll Mike.
I have seen it ordered.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have seen it ordered. I've seen a couple weird things in that bar before. First of all, there is a bell on the door when you walk in, all right? A lot of people just walk up and ring the bell. They don't know that means you buy everybody in the bar around, and they stick to it. If not, get the F out.
Really?
Oh, yeah. People walk in, ding, 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 like they're going to get a seat, you know, like you're, you know, at a counter.
And also, that's douchey if you think that's what it's going to get
you. That's around for everybody. That's the rule. If you look up, it says right there on the piece of paper, don't ring this bell unless you're going to pay for everybody's drink.
That is excellent.
Yeah, and I have seen the grilled cheese ordered there before.
Does it look special, or does it just look like a grilled cheese sandwich?
It's freaking grilled cheese. They just don't want to make it. That's all it is.
I think Mike's dad, like, started raising the price on it years ago, kind of as a joke, so he didn't want to make them. But, like, people don't know. There's a couple of our listeners that are like, should we get it? I'm like, no. That's the point. They don't want you to order it.
It's just a grilled cheese sandwich.
But again, from the food markup, like, go ahead and order it.
Yeah.
It's not like a $60 grilled cheese. This is a grilled cheese made by people who don't want to make a grilled cheese.
Right. Yeah. Well, we got a busy day, busy week, I'm sorry. Friday, Metallica.
Yes.
And then Sunday night, Metallica. Are you guys headed down at all, Friday or Sunday night?
Friday. What about you guys? Okay.
We'll be there Friday.
Nice.
So look for our beer there.
Nice.
We just found out they're going to have it for the Metallica show.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
The big cans. So the big cans are going to be available all throughout the stadium, which is a huge deal. So hopefully a lot of people will be drinking the bright yellow can as they're enjoying Metallica.
It'll match the Metallica. Don't they have like a yellow logo nowadays?
I think for the record tour.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys are going to give us a call when you get down there on Friday afternoon, right?
That's the plan. There's a pre-party. There's a pre-party from 4 until 5:45, I want to
say. We're taking a party bus. There's no guarantee. I'm kidding. We're not. This is Limp Bizkit.
Anyone would know if we pre-recorded that 5 o'clock hour and just dropped it in there and suddenly just left?
Of course they
would. Let's do it
right now.
Started drinking beer. Hell yeah, man. We'll just play this back on Friday afternoon.
Hey guys, I'm in Metallica right now.
They said, hurry down so you can get down here and mingle with listeners. I'm like, hurry down. We don't get off till 6. We should finagle this. You know, tell Kevin to come in an hour early.
Yeah.
He'll love that.
Yeah.
Because he's going to the show.
Oh, that's a good point. That's not
Now he's going late.
All right. So I guess in honor of all the concerts going on, Taryn, you've got some of the highest grossing rock tours of all times.
Big money.
Okay.
Big money.
Does this go back for, is this like within 10 years or is this just?
Forever.
I think it's forever.
Okay. All right. So
I guarantee we'll argue over whether or not bands are rock or not.
You know that's going to happen.
It's going to get heated.
Okay. So these are the 10 highest grossing rock tours of all time.
10. Number 10.
I've contributed a lot to their tours, that's for sure.
Same.
Probably 5 times.
At least.
Speaking of when they were on stage at Lollapalooza, you can't forget those, and then just seeing them, you know, on their own. I saw the old Key Arena. That's where all the light bulbs came down. Do you guys remember that show?
Oh, yeah.
No. Yes.
That was crazy, man.
That was a great show.
I've seen them with light bulbs on their head.
I've seen them on mushrooms, which was a terrible idea.
didn't you guys get to interview Chad Smith backstage one time?
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah, he is. He's a really good guy.
Yeah, I was there watching the show, and this couple was right next to me, and the girl started grinding on me, and I didn't know what to do, so I just left.
That is a little odd.
Yeah. So Chad Smith, he plays in Hagar's band as well, right?
Yeah, Chickenfoot.
Chickenfoot. So he was in with Joe Satriani one day when they were in town. Sammy couldn't make it in, but those two came in. So it looked like you were talking to Will Ferrell and Mini-Me.
Yeah, basically.
It didn't even seem like you're talking to the members of the band. You're like,
wow,
this is weird.
It's just Satriani looked like Howie Mandel to me. But I didn't want to tell him that, but that's all I could think is like, God damn, you look like Howie Mandel.
Well, Will Ferrell was about to say, Chad Smith, we left that interview. Both Ted and I were so fired up. He could not be a cooler guy.
Yeah, that's all you ever hear about.
Awesome. And like, Kiedis is Kiedis, but he's a little more serious. So I think our buddy Gregor interviewed him. We're like, how'd it go? He's like, who's good? We're just dying laughing. Like, we should have done Chad Smith.
Is Kiedis like a white prince? You know, he just seems like someone who kind of floats into the room. You're not quite sure if he's completely there with you.
I feel like
you
might be right. Yeah,
yeah, he distracts me as that
he's
guy.
He's also the guy that walks by you without a shirt on, and you kind of grab your kid and bring him in closer to you. With that mustache and that weird part hair on the side. You're like, hey.
Oh, no. I mean, these girls are over 18 miles. I don't know.
These are the 10 highest grossing rock tours of all time. Number 9. Yes, we're back. Yes, we're
back, mama. Yeah. That was the Black Ice World Tour, $441.6 million.
Damn.
Anyone that's driven over Black Ice said that was a real bad idea to name it.
Oh, my God.
Still my favorite story when I told my mom. One time I hit some black ice driving to work. Spun my minivan at the time several times. Crashed into a barrier. Told this whole story to my mom. She's like, well, are they okay? I'm like, who? I'm fine. She goes, the black guys that you hit.
The black guys.
Glossed over the fact that I hit like a bunch of dudes on the freeway. I think I'd be calling you from prison.
Black,
mom, they're
black
fine.
Ice, mom.
The black guys.
They're fine,
black.
Mom. Don't worry.
These are the 10 highest grossing rock tours of all time. Jesus.
Number 8. We don't need no.
Now, Taryn, it seems like a show you would have gone to.
Roger Waters, The Wall Live.
Yes.
I've never seen any iteration of anyone in Pink Floyd.
So not this is not Pink Floyd, but Roger Waters.
Roger Waters, The Wall Live, $459 million.
How do you feel if you're a member of Pink Floyd? Like, wait a minute. Roger, you went out and just played our stuff. And you made all the money.
Because usually when people do that, they do casinos.
Right. Typically at that point, right.
Well, you talk about the argument of rock. When Pink Floyd came out, some did argue that this was not rock.
As far as the critical thing,
I was like, it was more art kind of rock. But
if Pink Floyd came out now, there's no chance we play them on this station, right? We would never get this band. And look, I like Pink Floyd, but I'm saying it is impossible that this station would play them if they came out now. They basically got grandfathered in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These are the 10 highest grossing rock tours of all time.
Coldplay. Yep.
Yeah.
And this was a Head Full of Dreams tour, and it brought in $523.3 million. And was that one of the tours you saw them on, Steve Miggs?
I saw the time they played the Showbox. Granted, that didn't probably make as much money. The first tour they ever did in America was here at Seattle.
Oh, really?
The show. Yeah, at the Showbox. Amazing. Some at the Benaroya Hall, at the Gorge. Always put on a great show.
I don't know, man. I've seen them once, and we saw, I think it was still Key Arena at the time.
Yep.
And they sounded great, but it was such a boring show.
Well, that's their music.
I know.
This tour, there was just kind of nothing. This tour, everybody that went got a Gwyneth Paltrow vagina can.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The sales are huge.
Of course.
That was the sales pitch.
Yeah, that's why I went.
Oh, God. Oh, these are the 10 highest grossing rock tours of all time. Number six.
You knew they had to be on the list.
The No Filter Tour brought in $546.5 million.
Yeah. Was that the last tour?
The last one was the Hackney Diamonds Tour.
Okay, I thought they were great.
They were awesome.
And they're probably still on the road. So they
it shocked me how good they were.
Count up all the numbers.
Because I saw them once, like, 13 years ago, I wasn't that impressed. This time, I was like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's better?
Yes.
When Mick Jagger just recently posted at the close of the Hackney Diamonds tour, like, see you soon or something like that.
Yeah.
So it doesn't sound like he's even interested in slowing down. I don't think this was the retirement tour.
I was going to say, do they do a farewell tour or do they just die?
I think they just die.
Yeah. I really
do. I'm trying to get my mom to exercise. Just take a walk around the block. I always just put on a Mick Jagger video and go like, he is 6 years older than you. This guy. Can you walk around the block? Do you mean, can I get you a dog? How do we make this happen? These are the 10 highest grossing rock tours of all time. Number five. Let me
please introduce myself. And there they are again.
Wow. All right.
I'd have to think they're all rich.
A Bigger Bang Tour, $558 million.
It was. So together, $1 billion right there.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Two tours, $1 billion.
Mick Jagger used to have a home on top of the hill in Ocho Rios in Jamaica. And you could just walk by. Barbra Streisand was next door. Now, they did have a big wall fence, right? This is a bit, yeah, bizarre, right? But you could just, it's a regular road. I mean, Ocho Rios, there's no gated communities.
Right, right.
You know, you just walk over and look in and like, you know, like, all right, that's where Mick Jagger lives, I guess, when he's here.
Do you think Barbara Streisand at any point walks over like a package says, Mick, I think this was for you? Like, I just,
oh, you know, you know they fogged it up there. Both of them just getting high as kites.
Oh, yeah.
I got your mail again, Mick.
These are the, yeah, right? These are the tin
What's
heights.
With the discreet packaging?
And the wrapped in bounty.
All right.
These are the tin heights. It's grossing rock stars of all time. Floor number four.
Man, you're doing them dirty with this audio.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is live.
I know. We had to put the live ones, huh?
The live ones.
I need the authenticity.
What did
this
you
was
think?
The Not in This Lifetime tour, which 584
Which
days.
Is still going.
Yes.
It is still going.
Does this not sound like someone's mother doing karaoke? Like, if my mother said, this is me, I'd be like, all right, Mom, you did a pretty good job.
Not bad.
Yeah, she did like some rock
and roll. Rock yeah. Rose, yeah. yeah.
10 highest grossing rock tours of all times on Sit and Spin. Number 3. Oh, Terrence's favorite band. You hate U2.
I do, but I don't deny that they're like one of the biggest bands in the world.
Well, sure, but you still hate
doesn't
them.
Doesn't work for me at all.
It never has.
Never has.
Never has.
But they did bring in on the U2 360 tour $736.4 million.
Damn.
So they probably don't care that you don't like them.
They really don't care. They could care less.
Thanks, and he shows the same pair of sunglasses.
10 highest grossing rock tours.
Have anyone seen them live?
All time. Yeah, I have.
I have. Number
2. They're all right. I mean, sometimes they're great, sometimes they suck. The downtown society
house. You got black tea in your penthouse. The Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour, $939.1 million.
He is amazing live. I will say.
And he's done now, right?
It's I saw him at the MGM in Vegas a few years back, and it was just hit after hit after hit.
Because that's all he's got. Mm-hmm. You can't believe that a man whose fingers are that short and fat can play piano.
All he does is.
Seriously, dude, it looks. Picture piano sausages.
I've never looked at his fingers.
Dude, he sings a song, and he gets done, and he gets off his bench, and he waves. And then he sits back down. And he doesn't freaking move. He doesn't move the entire concert. He just stands up and sits right back down.
He's like, I'm making so much money.
Next song. Right. Yeah. Every time I stand up, it's like $1 million. Right. These are the top 10 highest grossing rock tours of all time. Number one.
They're back.
They're on top.
What the hell?
Human Torture. They asked me at my MRI, what kind of music genre do you like? I'm like, rock's fine. I heard the whole entire Coldplay album for like 45 minutes. I had to be still. And it was torture. Not the MRI, the Coldplay.
You think you sit the whole time in a Coldplay concert?
I did. I'm not even kidding. And again, I'm not even insulting.
I mean, there are moments I sat, yeah.
Yeah, but you get that candle.
I like Coldplay, but it's not like...
This is a
BPM.
It's not hyping
music.
You up.
Right.
Yeah.
They've made, on the Music of the Spheres World Tour, $945.7 million.
Wow.
That's why they're number one.
We saw them at the Key one of the times, and they performed and all that, but we were like right at the edge of the catwalk, so whenever they would do the catwalk part, like we were right next to Chris Martin, which was freaking cool.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Yeah, yeah. But
well,
that's a...
Hopefully, we'll see everybody at Metallica. I don't know how the tickets are situated, but hopefully we'll be near the same section.
We're all in the same section.
Yeah, we're all going down there together. Well, hopefully we'll get out here about 4:45 if we plan this out.
Family outing.
No one will remember this from Tuesday.
No.
Oh, thank you, guys. Shot of the Day's coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Send the Men's Room a mushy love letter at the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious Men's Room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
Legal or not, what was your side hustle to make some extra cash? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola. Yeah, well, just out of high school, starting college, I used to work for a parking lot company in Sacramento, and they had lots all over downtown. This is back before they, had the electronic scanner tickets and all that. It was a manual thing with like a timestamp clock, and so we had these two-part tickets, and after a while, I'd get to know the people that would park all day long, and all day parking, if you didn't have like an early bird special or anything, was about $50 a day. So I would take about 10 or 12 of those tickets and I'd pre-stamp them right before they would come in. So they were two-part tickets and you stamped the bottom when they came in and gave them the top half. And when they left, you'd stamp the leaving time on the second half and match the tickets up. And I would pre-stamp some that would only show 10 or 15 minutes worth of parking when I know they'd be there all day. So at the end of the day, they would pay me about $50 and I would pocket about 45 of that.
How long did you pull this off?
Probably about a couple years till I got a different job.
Damn.
I was surprised they never caught on. I mean, I was probably doing about $300-$400 a day.
$300 or $400 a day. Wow, man.
Oh yeah. Well, that lot would bring in like close to $3,500 or $4,000 a day just in parking.
Damn. Okay. We used to have, in Fremont, there used to be kind of by where Norm's is. The parking lot was a mailbox slot with a little slot, and you put money into it. Man, you'd see people with coat hangers
all the time
digging money out. Successfully.
Yes. I've never seen it. I've seen people try it. I've never seen them get anything out.
Because you have to kind of basically fold the bill before you put it in there.
Yeah.
So if you could just hook it, through the thing, and pull it right out.
There were some guys outside of D.C. or in D.C. area called Georgetown. And there was this one parking lot, and it had maybe 100 spots to park. But these two guys, basically, you rolled in, you paid them the money, you park your car. And when you came back, all of your stuff was there. It was fine. And, it was known that if you park in this parking lot, I think it was like $20 a car. So the deal was pretty good, especially in a place like D.C. And the same two guys all the time. And they were real nice, very professional. About 4 years later, I find out they got arrested because it wasn't a paid parking lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
These guys basically just had a sign. They stood outside. And, I saw them probably once a month when I went down there. Had absolutely no idea. And me and my girlfriend at the time were watching the news, and they bring these guys up. And I'm like, yeah, man. They made thousands of dollars doing this. But the thing was, no one was suspicious because they always kind of dressed the same. They were super professional, Mm-hmm. You can park a car in A4 over there. We'll take care of it. We'll make sure nobody steals anything. And they did. And when the bars closed and you went out, they were still there. Your vehicles were safe. And they just, mountains of cash.
The Preakness Horse Race in Baltimore, the second leg of the Triple Crown, it's in a neighborhood. It's an old school track in an old school neighborhood.
So I went. I think
old school is one way to describe it.
Yeah, I went there.
That neighborhood.
Second time.
Yes.
Yeah, second time. That
ratty ghetto. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, it's just it's kind of interesting. It's a lot like Key Arena. You can't just believe, or Climate Pledge. You can't just believe it sits in the middle of
in
this
the
area
middle of a neighborhood
with no parking or anything like that. So, I go to park my car and I'm parking in front of this house. Guy goes, "You can't park there." And I said, "Why not?" He said, "Well, your car is probably going to get towed or something bad's going to happen to it." And I said, "Well," I said, "where can I park?" He's like, "Well, you're going to park in my yard." And I'm like, "I'm going to park in your yard." He's like, "Yeah, it's going to cost you $20." He's like, "If you park in front of my house, something's going to happen. Your car is going to be towed."
Yeah.
And I said, "Do you want me to pull up on your lawn?" He's like, "Yeah, why don't you pull right behind this car over here? And it's going to be $20." I said, "Why would I do that?" He says, "To protect your car.
If something bad is going to happen to
your car."
I don't know how to explain this to you.
I told
you
when I was a kid, when you went to a Commanders game back in the day, right? They played at RFK Stadium.
Yeah.
Which, again, is in Southwest. They've done a lot of stuff to that neighborhood.
It's still not a good metro stop.
Right, but that was a terrible, terrible neighborhood. The same thing. My dad, if he drove down, we'd park at somebody's lawn and be like, "Is it okay?" And he's like, "That's why we're paying him."
Because
there was lots you could that were probably closer that you could pay
that
for.
Cost
him,
a lot
he'd
more.
Be like, "Trust me, like as long as we're paying him, it's fine."
Now, yeah, that makes all the difference in the world. Hell, we went to with the Foo Fighters last week, whenever it was, and my wife's like, "Where should we park?" I said, "In the bottom of our building." Because then, in certain of us, we walked down toward the game or the stadium. Every parking lot was like $5 more, just the closer you get. Right? It's about 4 blocks away. It's like $25. We walk one block. Now it's 35. This one's 40. Once you're up to the stadium, it's $60.
I'll tell you something.
Like, I'm
shocked it's only 60. That what they charge for like Seahawks games and
what
stuff.
What are they charging for? I thought 60 was outrageous. And I just saw that one at the Foo Fighters. I can't believe
I could be wrong, but I feel like
more than $60.
I feel like a Seahawks game, you're getting closer to like 80 or 100.
Now, really? Here's the other
side. If you're close to the stadium, I mean, it's ridiculous.
So the other side hustle was this. All the kids in the neighborhood, they would go to the local Giant, the equivalent of a QFC, and they would take the shopping carts, and they would return them.
Oh, yeah.
They would return. So this was the understanding. Basically, no one was going to the grocery store at that point in time because everything was so packed and stuff as far as the neighborhood. People would drop in and pick up a 12-pack or a case of beer to go into Preakness, but it was kind of an understood thing. So when you were getting your stuff out of your car, because believe it or not, you could take chairs, coolers, everything else.
It was like going to the beach.
Whatever. You had all your food that you could eat all day.
Infield. Correct. In the infield, yeah.
And when you went up there with your... And so the kids would come up to you as you're unpacking your car and say, "Hey, mister, I will take all your stuff in and I will push it in the cart and take it in for you so you can just walk in." When you got to the ticket gate, okay, there's a tunnel that goes underneath to get to the infield.
Yeah,
because it goes underneath the ground so it doesn't interfere with the track, so you're not crossing the track. There's a tunnel. But you put your you get your ticket stamped there. Now, if you were just regular Joe Schmo, you needed a ticket to get in. The kids who were doing the pushing and stuff, they got in carte blanche knowing that they're going to take your stuff in and they're going to turn right back around. They're going to go find someone
else. They got more customers.
So they never, they just walked in.
And
so
they
were never questioned. Like, "Oh, he's with you? Okay, go ahead." Then they come back out, find somebody else, do the same exact thing. Just go in and out all day.
What I liked was at the end of Preakness, particularly in the infield, because everyone has been drinking and people get sloppy drunk. So now...
Yeah.
All those same kids that brought all of your crap in there, they're now lined up with their shopping carts at the end of that tunnel, kind of like taxis at an airport, because mostly women that I saw.
I was about to say,
basically, their boyfriend picked up their very, very, very drunk, half-passed-out girlfriend or wife, placed them in the shopping cart, and those kids would push them right back to
the
car.
They were waiting for you in the end.
That's what I mean.
Like, they were waiting when you...
It was a taxi. Basically, you walked out there, they'd roll right over to you. You drop your poor drunk friend into this thing, and they rolled him right back to the car.
They sound the alarm for the horses to go, whatever, ding, 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 and you look over, man, and there'd be 20 kids.
They're all lined up.
They're all ready to go. You know, first come, first serve. Just start packing it up.
And they made great money, man.
It's only going to take a couple minutes, and you all want to get out of here. So
because they didn't overcharge.
They were
like $5 to push it, but they get 50 customers a day, man. Those kids are rolling and dough. Like you said, the thing I loved most was at the end of Preakness, they all took their shopping carts.
They did.
Back to the grocery store.
Because they could do it again next year if they did.
That's it. That's exactly it.
Yeah. Legal or not, what was your side hustle to make some extra cash? 206-803-ROCK.
Dude, if you ever go to a game at the University of Michigan, like I always talk about, like across from the stadium, you could tailgate on the golf course, right? So, like, we're good people. You know, we try to clean up your mess, right? Like,
sure.
Go to festivals, pack it in, pack it out. Well, in Michigan, I think it's 10 cents a can.
Ooh,
okay. Yeah, recycling is the highest in the country, right?
Right. So, like, after, like, being there for an hour, my buddy Bernie, he just chugs a beer. We're sitting in camping chairs, and he just throws it over his shoulder.
what the F are you doing, man? He's like, hang on, some kid will come by. And they did. And
they, they just scoop it up to...
Yeah, the only thing you got to be careful of is when it's crowded and gets close to game time, if you're not watching your beer, they'll just dump it out and take it.
Oh, yeah.
But it is funny, like, I would recommend...
I would drink
you rest. Could just sit there and toss cans out in the middle of this fairway, and some kid will come by within, like, a minute and grab it.
That's kind of cool.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. NFL preseason is over. College football, this is week one, actually starting tonight. So you get a lot of college sports on this weekend, some big matchups. You have Major League Soccer still going. Baseball's kind of turning the corner, right? Most exciting months in baseball, probably September and October. Mm-hmm. So just a good time of year for sports. Frankly, fall, to me, is the premier time for
without
sports.
Without a doubt.
Right? I can watch Arsenal. I can watch F1. I can watch football, college football, baseball. I mean, just you name
NFL football.
Yeah, it's all on. So Eater.com, the Seattle section, they put out a list of the best sports bar in Seattle. I will say, before I start this list, I want to give just a quick shout out. It didn't make the list, but Fuel, you remember Fuel Forever was mm-hmm. down in Pioneer Square, but now it's actually over in Ballard.
Hmm. Okay. Really?
Have you not been to the new Fuel?
I have not, man.
Oh, it's great. Huge bar area, also a huge section, a couple... like big restaurant area too.
Okay.
So if you and the boys are going out for drinks, you can pop in there. You and the wife and the kids are going out for food and drinks, you can pop in there.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Just don't get confused when you go in on a Saturday to meet other Maryland fans and you're like, it's a sea of red. I knew we were back. And you find out it's mostly Nebraska fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So on their list they have the Rough and Tumble Pub. Miles, you been in there yet?
Rough and Tumble, I have not.
All right.
Is that the one in Ballard?
Correct. The thing that makes Rough and Tumble really specific is that it's the only bar centered around women's sports. It shows all local teams, Ballard FC, the semi-pro men's soccer team, Storm, Rain, United States women's teams. I mean, I have not been in there, so I can't comment. I mean, I imagine they'd show others.
I tell you, the room's great. I know it used to be an old barbecue place. It's down on the kind of the Salmon Bay side of things. I know the room for a fact. I want to say it might be the same owners who started this down in Portland and brought up another bar here. Yeah. But I don't know if it is or not. The same idea, just being a female, kind of more heavy sports place.
I know. I have some friends. They're always going in there. It looks like I saw their brunch menu. It looks pretty damn good, too. Miles, one place I know you've been. We've both been in there. The Georgian Dragon Pub.
Georgian Dragon. Yep. They got a huge outdoor seating area. Craziest thing about the Georgian Dragon is just fact number one, they will show no South American soccer, period. Don't even ask for it. They will not show it.
It is not just a famous soccer bar in Seattle. That is one of the more famous soccer bars in the United States.
English pub. You will get up in the morning. I will get up in the morning early or hear the roars early in the morning and not realize some of that Prem League stuff and what time it starts. And you cannot believe, depending on the tournament, depending on the match, how many people will show up? They'll set up TVs outside in the, not parking lot, but kind of the outdoor seating area.
Yeah, I've watched a World Cup game there, and it was beyond crowded. I used to go there to watch Arsenal games, but you're right, especially with the Premier League, they're kind of like the NFL. They have kind of set times. Mm-hmm. So on Saturdays, sometimes your team kicks off at 4:30 a.m. So I used to go to Fado. They would open early, and there'd be fans in there, and you'd sit there, and then at 6 a.m., everybody would line up at the bar for a beverage.
I know. And if there's nothing bigger on, you can watch Mariners, you can watch Seahawks, you can watch Monday Night Football. So yes, when soccer's on, soccer's first priority. But
and
outside
Georgia Dragon's
of that,
just a cool pub too.
Cracking hockey. If it's on and it's not interfering, they will put it on the TV.
All right.
I will say this: if you're going there though to watch a major tournament for soccer, mm-hmm. you better get there early.
Yes, you should.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right. And if you had a team, you'll meet friends.
Atlas Sports and Spirits. This one used to be Atlas Kitchen. It's kind of over there in the lower or Queen Anne,
Try to think of what's by there. It's just up the street from the arena.
All right.
Okay. So you're still going up the hill?
Yeah. All yeah. Right. What was I going to say? Good spot. It's one of the only places you'll find in the city. Like, they have good wings. They also have the garbage plate, which I'm pretty sure they have a Locomoco plate and this and that. Like, I'm pretty sure Atlas Sports is the only place in town that is like.
Now, does that make them? Does that make them a Buffalo bar? I mean, just in proximity to Rochester, the garbage plate, that area of the country, are they?
I mean, it's definitely obviously somebody in that restaurant has ties to somewhere upstate New York.
Yeah. Yes,
because the garbage plate, it doesn't like. I'm sure other places have, but like that's an upstate New York thing.
Inadvertently, end up being like a Sabres bar or Bills bar. Right. Just if you know what a garbage plate is and you're from that area, that is where you'd want to go.
Queen Anne Beer Hall.
Yep,
that's a big. That's a big spot.
It is. It's got a massive, if you've never been in there, go in there. Again, Queen Anne Beer Hall, too. It's kind of communal seating and stuff, but yeah. I want to say till 8 or 9, it's family friendly. So you could, everybody can go in there. You can hang out. I love drinking giant beers and pretzels. You know what I like even more than pretzels sometimes? Like, just give me that sausage plate. Like, chop it all up.
Yeah.
We'll just pick at it. But their food's pretty darn good, so you can go in there. This one I've never actually been to, the Goose Pub and Eatery. It's it's basically in a Bellevue strip mall. Transports you to another world. The old school sports dive has one of a kind charm, and basically like plenty of pub games that you entertain yourself.
Okay, all right.
It's like this: if the Seahawks contest turns into a blowout,
well, you have more pubs and traditional, not quite quote unquote dive bars, but older bars in the city. It's nice to know that they have that option in Bellevue. Because Bellevue to me is like, you know, I need to look better than I normally do if I'm going.
I would say again, this isn't on the list. My buddies worked in Bellevue for years. If you want an old school Bellevue bar, and it's weird because all the expensive car dealerships and the light rail had to build around it, the Pump House. Super good food.
Okay.
Great beer list, but it gets crowded.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the name of the place with the garbage plate again? I'm asking for a texter.
Atlas Sports Bar.
Okay, yeah.
Legion. Now, this is the brand new one that Sherm and Cam Chancellor just opened.
Ooh, the food there looks great.
It does. TVs everywhere, cocktails, soul food, influence menu, which I like. Look, it's Bellevue. It's a high-scale place. It's a little bit pricier, but Mike and I have been talking about going over there, and I was checking out the menu yesterday. I was like, damn.
They got it going on. I follow Cam on Instagram, and he puts up all kinds of pictures of them eating the food, serving the food. I'm like, Jesus, man, we got to get over there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, him and Sherman own it, so I would Uber. All right. one of my hands down personal favorites. I used to live next to this place. Spent so much time in there. Buckley's at Belltown.
Yep.
Also has the Men's Room IPA on tap.
Yeah. Okay,
bonus.
Yeah, Buckley's again. I was gonna say those Thai chili ribs on the appetizer menu are good. They've really upped their wing game over the years. Solid menu. I mean, look, when I have anybody in town, we'll still go to Buckley's. Buckley's is a great place. I was going to say, on Seahawks away games, again, not only Seahawks away games, but like Buckley's, I think on Sundays for football opens it. Like, you got to get in there early, all right? People are going to get in there. They're going to take up space. Like, you got to get in there and kind of call out your spot. Right down the street from there, you got Vindictive Wings.
Ooh, that's my new favorite hotspot.
Used to be Belltown Pub. You can go in there. Great spot. Honestly, arguably the best chicken wings in the city.
Those two guys are from Buffalo.
Okay. Madison Pub. This is up on Capitol Hill. I never went in there. Relaxed vibe. Old school sports bar. Sports-focused gay bar.
Okay.
So, what else is in here? Oh, Jesus Christ, I go to a lot of sports bars. I was like, another one of my favorites, Sluggers!
Right by the stadium.
What up, Shane? What up, Shelly? Yeah, if you're ever going to a game, I know they had to change their hours after the pandemic and stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you go, if you go before a game or after a game or even like on a Saturday afternoon, go in there. Great stuff. I mean, just classic sports bar, like, you know. Light beers, shots, chicken wings.
We were, I can't remember what the concert was, but it was like 12:30. It was getting up there. It was getting late. And it's a school night and all that stuff. And I'm like, my buddy Charlie, let's just stop in Sluggers, get one beer. We walk upstairs like, 10!
I know. That was after the Stones.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
That's the same night I looked at my buddy Vinny and I go, Italian, huh? He's like, no, I'm Mexican, dude.
down in Columbia City, Rookies Sports Bar and Grill. I used to go there after pub league with my buddy Troy. We almost thought about buying a rundown house near it so we could go there. Very good menu. Again, you go in there and make a left, sports bar. If you make a right, still a bunch of TVs, but you can take the fam in there. And then the last one is the Westie. The original Westie is over there in West Seattle. Great menu. Thrill and I enjoy the Westie in Roosevelt. And the Westie in Roosevelt, I know, because I was there a week ago drinking them, has the Bedroom IPA on draft.
And you said get the lemon pepper chicken wings in there.
Oh, they're lemon pepper chicken wings. That is my go-to order there, man. I just go six lemon pepper, side of ranch.
Reach out to the Men's Room on the socials, at Men's Room Live, and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, from the Men's Room.
Hola.
Oh, great, Justin. Are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, just taking a pee. All right, Justin, our Men's Room poll. Pick one, attacked by a dolphin, to be naked in a museum for 2.5 hours, an all-civilian space flight for 6 days, or be stuck in space.
I shall pick the museum.
Museum. Night at the museum.
Can I pick the museum?
You sure can.
Museum of flight it is.
Oh, dude, you know what? I'll meet you down there.
Are you going to do the flight simulators with your naked, sweaty ass sitting down in the chairs?
That's for me and my ass to know, you to find out.
Oops, that's not the joystick.
Yeah, you're going into space.
Ooh, so bad.
I crashed.
All right, naked pilot, here is your question. What 1987 Mel Gibson movie features the Partridge Family house being firebombed?
Oh, let's see here.
The Passion.
That's the Passion of the Christ. First thing Jesus did was firebomb the Partridge Family house.
I don't even remember their house.
God. That's because they got firebombed, Miles.
I know. I mean, I know the Brady Bunch house.
Not firebombed.
Is this a comedy? I'm hoping.
Is it advertised as the Partridge Family house as it's being firebombed? Or does it just happen to be?
I'm just thinking in the context of the movie, you're just finding out that the Partridge house.
Repeat the question.
What 1987 Mel Gibson movie features the Partridge Family house being firebombed? I don't know why I keep chuckling at that.
Why?
Man, the only movie I can think of is Braveheart, but that's definitely not it.
that going to be your answer?
Sure, why not, Braveheart?
Lethal Weapon?
It is Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, in the movie, the Partridge Family house gets firebombed. I do like Braveheart, though. Stop singing your songs!
That would change the movie completely.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, they had more huts.
You take a quick trip to the United States to firebomb this annoying family. All right, your question. Princeton University, of which Ted is an alumnus. Princeton University is located in what state?
Let's see here. So that has to be East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm studying here.
Let's see here. Indiana?
Is that Pennsylvania? Pennsylvania?
Oh, well, hey.
When you think smart people,
yeah,
you
studying.
Think New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey.
Hey, welcome to Princeton.
Well, Ted, do you remember when they used to do that... In Philadelphia, they used to do that tip-off classic with the four teams in the area. Like, Temple would play.
Temple.
Seton Hall? No.
Ugh. Hang on. Temple's there. We know Temple's there.
Temple is there.
Maybe
Villanova? UPenn
right there?
Yeah.
Villanova's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was trying to think if it was Princeton or not, but I guess not.
Just knew Princeton. Well, I mean, Princeton's in Jersey, so I mean, Philly.
Yeah.
Remember, a bulk of Philly is just the biggest suburb is Cherry Hill, which is just across
New Jersey.
The river.
And Morristown.
Welcome to Princeton. You're here for the little warm-up before you get here. Let me show you around. I'm a tenured professor here.
Remember, my buddy played college baseball at Princeton.
Right.
He had one testicle that was massive. Right? It's just the way it was, right? When he gets to Princeton, they send him to a specialist. And they're like, yeah, one is just that much bigger.
Hmm. Look at the size of that thing.
Guy's a nut.
All right. Your question. The Supreme Court case Brown versus the Board of Education brought an end to what in public schools?
Yoga pants.
What was that?
Yoga pants.
Oh, that's... You know, I honestly have no idea. Separation?
You mean like segregation?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, racial segregation.
Very good.
There you go, man.
Were people not in history class?
No.
No, they were not.
And actually, when after the decision of Brown versus the Board of Education, which ended racial segregation, that was the first recorded time they heard a black man say, "Where are the white women at?" They don't really cover that much, but yeah. First time.
His big dummy, 206-803 Rock.
The first words when he walked into the school. Hey, where the white women at?
And that one school got much better.
Suddenly,
we have a track team now.
A basketball powerhouse was born. Hello, Ivor. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's going on? Shots and shorties.
Hola.
Ivor, sober, not sober.
Sober.
All right, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, what are you taking on the men's room poll? Being attacked by a dolphin, naked in a museum, an all-civilian space flight, or stuck in space?
Stuck in space.
Stuck in space. Till next year. Possibly March.
Possibly. What did they say? Late January at the soonest?
Earliest. 240, early 270 late, as far as days.
Well, there is no latest late.
Because
hey.
I work for the company that has stuck.
What?
Say that again.
I work for the company that has them stuck in space.
Oh.
Hey, man, look, they were told before they even launched, don't launch this capsule, and they explained what they thought would go wrong, and everything this person said would go wrong, is what went wrong. Somebody think, well, if you don't trust your own engineers to tell you what they think might be the problem, either hire different engineers or listen to them.
We make cement boots for you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But dude's just like, hey, I'm washing my hands of it. All right, your question. On the TV show The Simpsons, what is Mr. Burns' first name?
All right, gosh. Shout out Ivy Rose. That's my daughter. Rest in peace, Ivor Sr. Montgomery.
Very good, Ivor.
Oh, actually, that back. It is Charles. Charles Montgomery Burns.
Oh.
Charles
Montgomery
Burns.
Oh, that's a technicality.
Yes, technicality is his first name.
All right, question two. I think you're right.
All right, your question. Which sports league awards the Larry O'Brien Trophy to the team that wins the championship?
All right. Oh, this time, NBA.
There it is.
Okay, there you go.
There we go. Yeah. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Brad. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Brad, team sober or team not sober?
Not sober.
What time did you start?
Just about an hour ago after work.
Good for you, man. All right, Brad, what are you taking on the poll? Attacked by a dolphin, naked in a museum, all civilian space flight, or stuck in space?
I'm stuck in space.
All right, Brad.
I'm stuck in space.
Yeah. I can understand if you're married. You like, there's all kinds of scenarios.
One dude is married.
Maybe like 3 or 4 months. And just like, you know, get a little T.O. in.
I think I would just play drums.
Just play drums in space?
Yep.
What am I missing?
If you go to a Dead show.
Okay.
Drums in space.
I got you. All right, Brad, here's your question. What U.S. state has the only non-rectangular state flag?
Oh, man. Non-rectangular. Missouri.
Like New Mexico?
Nope.
Mississippi?
Nope.
Is it the one that has the 2 points?
It's kind of like a triangle, and then it kind of fishtails out at the end. Ohio.
Huh. Ohio?
Yeah, Ohio.
How does Ohio have flair?
You know what's funny? I am so used to, like, Ohio just being like, yeah, they're going to dot the I at the game. I clearly don't know what their flag looks like.
I think it's red with, like, a blue circle in the middle or something. But, yeah, it kind of starts like a triangle and kind of fan. It looks like a fishtail kind of idea. All right, we brought up Keanu Reeves and his band a little bit earlier. What instrument do Keanu Reeves and actor Gary Sinise play?
Guitar?
Bass. I'm Keanu Reeves on bass. If you look at Gary Sinise,
he
like,
looks like a bass player.
Gary Sinise does not.
No, he does not.
But yeah, Keanu Reeves, when he has all his facial hair, you're like, yeah.
Got that John Entwistle look going on.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Gary Sinise, like, after, you know, hanging out at his house at a barbecue later in the evening. It's like, you want to go out to the garage and get funky?
Yes, that is very much like, Gary Sinise.
Yeah, I do, Gary.
I'm going to tell you right now, if Gary Sinise used the word funky, I'm like, I am in, bro.
He plays the bass. He has to have it. It's got to be the vocab.
Yeah, that's how I get the lead.
Remember Night Court?
I don't know why his voice changed.
Because I'm Gary Sinise. This is the real Gary Sinise.
Right.
All right, your question. What kind of oven is the official state cooking pot of Utah?
Call this one Lieutenant Dan.
I'll give you a hint. It is your wife's least favorite oven.
Mm-hmm.
The Dutch oven.
That is correct.
I don't know how you guessed that.
Dutch oven.
Yes, indeed. So, yes, in Utah, their official.
Could be yours.
Yeah, the Dutch oven.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So, to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast the Urban Air Adventure Park in Snellville, Georgia. Now, sadly, the popular trampoline park closed its doors forever earlier this month. The owner apparently defaulted on the lease and had to shut it down. Anyway, former employees, they picked up their final paychecks a few weeks ago, and sadly, coincidentally, and ironically, the former employees of a trampoline park say that their final checks bounced.
Yeah, I read that today. Like, you got to be kidding.
Not even a joke. There's no other way to put it, but they're like, yeah, our checks.
It's fun bounced. To go on a birthday party. I've watched them before. There is somewhat of an elephant, or element of danger.
Well, sure.
Those parks, man, you can launch yourself in those. I went to a birthday party in Columbia, kind of where near your mom lived at, and it looks fun, but two kids pulled out within probably a half an hour.
Really?
Just needed to sit on the side. Someone kicked them accidentally, or they got hit in the head by a railing, or whatever the deal was. I was like, it looks like a good time. I did not get on there because they actually did have an adult time.
When you get on, man.
So they kind of do it as a pool, like when the birthday party's going on, but then you get like 10 minutes where the kids get off the mat, and the adults that want to give it a try go on there. I'm like, no. I know that this is how I injure myself, and I have to tell everybody.
That's why we have insurance.
That's right.
So we can get on a trampoline.
Yeah.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the whole lavatory!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Reach out to the Men's Room on the socials at Men's Room Live and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola from the Men's Room.
Hola.
Oh, great, Justin. Are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, just taking a pee. All right, Justin, our Men's Room poll. Pick one, attacked by a dolphin, to be naked in a museum for 2.5 hours, an all-civilian spaceflight for 6 days, or be stuck in space.
I shall pick the museum.
Museum. Night at the museum.
Can I pick the museum?
You sure can.
Museum of flight it is.
Oh, dude, you know what? I'll meet you down there.
Are you going to do the flight simulators with your naked, sweaty ass sitting down in the chairs?
That's for me and my ass to know, you to find out.
Oops, that's not the joystick.
Yeah, you're going into space.
Ooh, so bad.
I crashed.
All right, naked pilot, here is your question. What 1987 Mel Gibson movie features the Partridge Family house being firebombed?
Oh, let's see here.
The Passion.
That's the Passion of the Christ. First thing Jesus did was firebomb the Partridge Family house.
I don't even remember their house.
God. That's because they got firebombed, Miles.
I know. I mean, I know the Brady Bunch house.
Not firebombed.
Is this a comedy? I'm hoping.
Is it advertised as the Partridge Family house as it's being firebombed? Or does it just happen to be
I'm just thinking
the
context
house?
Of the movie. Okay. You're just finding out that the Partridge house.
Repeat the question.
What 1987 Mel Gibson movie features the Partridge Family house being firebombed? I don't know why I keep chuckling at that.
Why?
Man, the only movie I can think of is Braveheart, but that's definitely not it.
that going to be your answer?
Sure, why not Braveheart?
Lethal Weapon?
It is Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, in the movie, the Partridge Family house gets firebombed. I do like Braveheart, though. Stop singing your songs!
That would change the movie completely.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, they had more huts.
You know, take a quick trip to the United States to firebomb this annoying family. All right, your question. Princeton University, of which Ted is an alumnus, Princeton University is located in what state?
Let's see here. So that has to be East Coast.
Mm-hmm. I'm studying here.
Let's see here. Indiana?
Is that Pennsylvania?
Oh, well, hey.
When you think smart people,
yeah,
you
studying.
Think New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey.
Hey, welcome to Princeton.
Well, Ted, do you remember when they used to do that in Philadelphia? They used to do that tip-off classic with the four teams in the area, like Temple would play.
Temple.
Seton Hall? No.
Ugh. Hang on. Temple's there. We know Temple's there.
Temple is
there. Maybe
Villanova?
UPenn right there?
Yeah.
Villanova's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was trying to think if it was Princeton or not, but I guess not.
Just knew Princeton. Well, I mean, Princeton's in Jersey, so I mean, Philly.
Yeah.
Remember, a bulk of Philly is just the biggest suburb is Cherry Hill, which is just across
New Jersey.
The river.
And Morristown.
Welcome to Princeton. You're here for the little warm-up before you get here. Let me show you around. I'm a tenured professor here.
Remember, my buddy played college baseball at Princeton.
Right.
He had one testicle that was massive. Right? It's just the way it was, right? When he gets to Princeton, they send him to a specialist. And they're like, yeah, one is just that much bigger.
Hmm.
Look at the size of that thing.
Guy's a nut.
All right. Your question. The Supreme Court case Brown versus the Board of Education brought an end to what in public schools?
Yoga pants.
What was that?
Yoga pants.
Oh, that. You know, I honestly have no idea. Separation?
You mean like segregation?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. Yeah,
there you go.
Racial segregation.
Very good.
There you go, man.
Were people not in history class?
No.
No,
they were not.
And actually, when after the decision of Brown versus the Board of Education, which ended racial segregation, that was the first recorded time they heard a black man say, "Where are the white women at?" They don't really cover that much, but yeah. First
Gabe,
time.
His big dummy, 206-803 Rock.
The first words when he walked into the school. Hey, where the white women at?
And that one school got much better.
Suddenly.
We have a track team now.
A basketball powerhouse was born. Hello, Ivor. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's going on? Shots and shorties.
Hola!
Ivor, sober, not sober.
Sober.
All right, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, what are you taking on the men's room poll? Being attacked by a dolphin, naked in a museum, an all-civilian space flight, or stuck in space?
Stuck in space.
Stuck in space. Till next year. Possibly March.
Possibly. What did they say? Late January at the soonest.
Earliest. 240, early 270 late. As far as days.
Well, there is no latest late.
Because
hey.
I work for the company that has stuck.
What?
Say that again.
I work for the company that has them stuck in space.
Oh.
Hey, man. Look. They were told before they even launched, don't launch this capsule. And they explained what they thought would go wrong. And everything this person said would go wrong is what went wrong. Somebody think, well, if you don't trust your own engineers to tell you what they think might be the problem, either hire different engineers or listen to them.
We make cement boots for you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But dude's just like, hey, I'm washing my hands of it. All right, your question. On the TV show The Simpsons, what is Mr. Burns' first name?
All right, gosh. Shout out Ivy Rose. That's my daughter. Rest in peace, Ivor Sr. Montgomery.
Very good, Ira.
Oh, actually, take that back. It is Charles. Charles Montgomery Burns.
Oh.
Charles
Montgomery Burns. That's a technicality.
Yes, technicality is his first name.
All right, question two. I think you're right.
All right, your question. Which sports league awards the Larry O'Brien Trophy to the team that wins the championship?
All right. This time, NBA.
There it is.
Okay, there you go.
Finally,
there you go.
There we go.
Yeah. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy! Hello, Brad. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Brad, team sober or team not sober?
Not sober.
What time did you start?
Just about an hour ago after work.
Good for you, man. All right, Brad, what are you taking on the poll? Attacked by a dolphin, naked at a museum, all civilian space flight, or stuck in space?
I'm stuck in space.
All right.
Stuck in space.
All right, Brad.
I'm stuck in space.
Yeah. I can understand if you're married. You like, there's all kinds of scenarios.
One dude is married.
Maybe like 3 or 4 months. And just like, you know, get a little T.O. in.
I think I would just play drums.
Just play drums in space?
Yep.
What am I missing?
If you go to a Dead show.
Okay.
Drums in space.
I got you. All right, Brad, here's your question. What U.S. state has the only non-rectangular state flag?
Oh, man. Non-rectangular. Missouri.
Like New Mexico?
Nope.
Mississippi?
Nope.
Is it the one that has the 2 points?
Louisiana.
Kind of like a triangle, and then it kind of fishtails out at the end. Ohio.
Huh. Ohio?
Yeah, Ohio.
How does Ohio have flair?
You know what's funny? I am so used to, like, Ohio just being like, yeah, they're going to dot the I at the game. I clearly don't know what their flag looks like.
I think it's red with like a blue circle in the middle or something, but yeah, it kind of starts like a triangle and kind of fan. It looks like a fishtail kind of idea. All right, we brought up Keanu Reeves and his band a little bit earlier. What instrument do Keanu Reeves and actor Gary Sinise play?
Guitar?
Bass. I'm Keanu Reeves on bass. Because you look at Gary Sinise,
looks like a bass player.
Gary Sinise does not.
No, he does not.
But yeah, Keanu Reeves, when he has all his facial hair, you're like, yeah.
Got that John Entwistle look going on.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Gary Sinise, like, after, you know, hanging out at his house as a barbecue later in the evening. It's like, you want to go out to the garage and get funky?
Yes, that is very much like, Gary Sinise.
Yeah, I do, Gary.
I'm going to tell you right now, if Gary Sinise used the word funky, I'm like, I am in, bro.
He plays the bass. He has to have it. It's got to be the vocab.
Yeah, that's how I get the lead.
Remember Night Court?
I don't know why his voice changed.
I'm Gary Sinise. This is the real Gary Sinise.
Right.
All right, your question. What kind of oven is the official state cooking pot of Utah?
Call this one Lieutenant Dan.
I give you a hint. It is your wife's least favorite oven.
Mm-hmm.
The Dutch oven.
That is correct.
I don't know how you guess that.
Dutch oven.
Yes, indeed. So, yes, in Utah, their official.
Could be yours.
Yeah, the Dutch oven.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So, to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast the Urban Air Adventure Park in Snellville, Georgia. Now, sadly, the popular trampoline park closed its doors forever earlier this month. The owner apparently defaulted on the lease and had to shut it down. Anyway, former employees, they picked up their final paychecks a few weeks ago, and sadly, coincidentally, and ironically, the former employees of a trampoline park say that their final checks bounced.
Yeah, I read that today. Like, you got to be kidding.
Not even a joke. There's no other way to put it, but they're like, yeah, our checks.
It's fun
bounced.
To go on a birthday party. I've watched them before. There is somewhat of an element of danger.
Sure.
Those parks, man, you can launch yourself in those. I went to a birthday party in Columbia, kind of where near your mom lived at, and it looks fun, but two kids pulled out within probably a half an hour.
Really?
Just needed to sit on the side. Someone kicked them accidentally, or they got hit in the head by a railing, or whatever the deal was. I was like,
It looks like a good time. I did not get on there because they actually did have an adult time.
When did you get on, man?
So they kind of do it as a pool, like yeah. when a birthday party's going on, but then you get like 10 minutes where the kids get off the mat, and the adults that want to give it a try go on there. I'm like, no, 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 no. I know that this is how I injure myself, and I have to tell everybody.
That's why we have insurance.
That's right.
So we can get on a trampoline.
Yeah.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, Vitola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.